bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. I've got good news, and I've got bad news. The good news is, for the last few years, people in the U.S. have been buying their dream homes. The bad news is, many financial institutions relax their rules for people to get a loan, and now, when those people can't pay, those lenders are in trouble. The good news is that Wall Street views the government taking over some of those troubled lenders as being a good thing, and stocks have gone up. The bad news is, well, you get the idea. Because things aren't always what they at first seem to be, many of us listening to the news find ourselves getting more and more confused. High oil prices made the development and marketing of biofuels a lucrative reality. The rechanneling of crops like corn to the making of products like gasohol makes food prices go up. The creation of biofuels helps the farmer, but doesn't assist the folks going to the grocery store. Which is why many stories can be reported, I've got good news and I've got bad news, and I'm not sure which is which. I guess that's nothing new. When Eve looked on the forbidden fruit, it was pleasing to the eye. That's good news. Eating that fruit brought sin into the world. That was bad news. Even in Eden, our first ancestors didn't have the ability to understand what was good and what wasn't. Maybe that's why each of us needs to listen to the words recorded in Proverbs. Really, we need to trust in God, not in our own limited and nearsighted understanding. Those who listen to the Lord will find they have found the one person who consistently brings them good news. To save us from our sin, God sent a Savior, and through his life, death, and resurrection replaced condemnation and damnation with the risen Christ's blood-bought salvation. The Lord is the one person we can trust to always bring good news of great joy. It's something to remember tonight when you're watching TV's good news, bad news reports. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, for sending your Son to bring light into this dark and confusing world, I give thanks. As puzzling and perplexing events swirl around me, may I trust in your love as being the one constant which can be counted on. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.